Take a look now at some news from the world of sports, and with their nail-biting win over Albany in the books, and with it their sixth America East Championship, the University of Vermont men's basketball team found out yesterday they will be facing the Purdue Boilermakers in the first round of the NCAA tournament. UVM garnered a 13 seed in the Midwest Regional by the selection committee. Purdue is ranked number 4, and if you're looking for an upset, why not? Last time UVM was ranked a 13 seed in the Big Dance was 2005 when the Catamounts shocked Syracuse in the first round and carrying the nation's longest winning streak at 21 games and counting into the tournament when they tip off Thursday against Purdue. There is every reason to believe John Becker's charges can force another bracket-breaking upset. On Saturday, the team played its closest game in some time, trailing Albany by 9 points at one point in the second half before clawing back for the win. Peyton Henson's drive to the bucket, getting fouled to complete a three-point play with 39 seconds left, broke a tie and it sent UVM to a 56-53 win. Freshman Anthony Lamb finished with a double-double, 12 points, 10 rebounds. He also picked up the tournament's MVP honor. UVM finished the regular season undefeated against America East opponents. Now they are looking for an even bigger win on a bigger stage when they take on Purdue. And Patrick Gym will be the site of another championship crown tonight, as top-seeded CVU takes on number 2 Rutland for the Division I boys high school basketball title game, and that tips off at 7 p.m. In other high school playoff action tonight, there are two games at Barry Auditorium. The late game will feature the girls' Division II semifinal, with the number 1-seeded Mill River team taking on number 5 U32. The early game will be a battle to see who moves on for the championship round in Division IV, with top-seeded Mount St. Joseph tipping off against number 4 Cabot at 6:30. To the pros in the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens got 2 goals apiece from Paul Byron and Max Pacioretty, and they beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-1 in Alberta last night. The Habs have been on a 4-game road trip, and they picked up wins in 3 of those contests while also battling a flu bug that swept through their locker room. The Habs are still atop the Atlantic Division, enjoying life under new/old coach Claude Julien, and they are now 2 points ahead of the surging Ottawa Senators in the race for the Atlantic crown. The New York Rangers are still on a roll, and they took advantage of skating against the Detroit Red Wings, who will be missing the playoffs this season for the first time in 26 years. The Rangers beat the Wings 4-1 in Motor City last night, getting 2 goals from captain and defenseman Ryan McDonagh along the way. Biggest challenge for the Blue Shirts over the next couple of weeks will be playing without their starting goaltender, Henrik Lundqvist, who is out with a lower body injury. Backup Antti Raanta made 23 saves to get the win for the Rangers in net last night. In the NBA, you know it's an easy night for the home team when your star player spends most of the fourth quarter on the bench because the team is ahead by so much they don't really need his offense in crunch time. It's an even easier night when that same player has time to take part in the wave as it circles the arena. That's what Isaiah Thomas did in Boston last night while the rest of the Celtics were putting the finishing touches on a 100-80 rout of the Chicago Bulls. Thomas finished the night with 22 points, a modest tally for a player who averages 29 points per game. Avery Bradley had 17. As for the wave, Thomas said it was fun to join in with the fans, but he felt the wave went on for too long. That's true when you realize it never should have started in the first place. But please, don't go by me. I'm a curmudgeon when it comes to the wave. I don't even like it in baseball.